Perek Hey Mishneh Chaf, Yehuda ben Tema Oimer. Yehuda ben Tema says, "Have a oz kanemer. A person should be bold like a leopard. V'kal kanesher, he should be light like an eagle. V'rotz katzvi, he should be swift like a deer. V'giber kari, and strong like a lion. Lasseis ritzoin avicha shebeshamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven, to do the will of Hakadosh Baruch Hu." This Mishnah, as we will see, ends with a tefillah. The Meforshim tell us that we do not find a tefillah by Rabbeinu HaKadosh anywhere else in Mishnah, and we'll have to understand the reason that this tefillah is here. But I just want to point out that the Kohati, in his introduction to this Mishnah, feels that as a result of the tefillah, the Yehiratzin that we're going to learn at the end of the Mishnah, that this must be the end of Perikei, it must be the end of Pirkei Avos, and the Mishnayis that follow, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel, were like additional Mishnahs that were added on. But the real ending of Perikei and of all of Pirkei Avos, because as we know, the sixth Perik is really a Bryce, it's part of, we call it Perik Kinyan Torah, as we've discussed in other Shiurim, that it's only to have a sixth Perik for the sixth Shabbos between Pesach and Shavuos. But Kohati feels that the Mishnayis of Pirkei Avos really end here with Mishneh Chaf. I would like to point out that the Gra, the last Gra in the fifth Perik, it tells us not like that. And he tells us that actually it's a mistake. The Yehiratzin and the Tefillah in this Mishnah doesn't belong in this Mishnah. It belongs at the end of the fifth Perik. He takes it out of this Mishnah and he puts it at the end of Mishnah Chaf Gimel. What the purpose of the Tefillah is at the end of the fifth Perik, we will see when we reach the end of the fifth Perik. And we'll have a beautiful explanation given by Rav Gifter Zitzal in the name of Rabbi Lazari, the Rav of Canton, Ohio. But we'll wait till the end of the fifth Perik. But certainly, according to the Gra, the Mishnayis here, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, are not, as Kohati points out, added on to the conclusion of Pirkei Avos, which is Mishneh Chaf, but rather, according to the Gra, Pirkei Avos ends Mishneh Chaf Gimel of Perik Hei, and then it's followed by the Yehi Ratzon. Now, the Bar Tanura tells us, Az Kanemer, which Yehuda ben Tema tells us, which, by the way, the Tur found this statement of Yehuda ben Tema so important that he began his commentary, the Tur, with the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema here in our Mishnah. Az Kanemer, says the Bar Tanura, that you should not be ashamed to ask your Rebbe something that you don't understand. Be bold like a leopard and do it. Some explain that Azkanemer is, the Baal Turim says, goes against people who mock a person who practices Torah mitzvahs. Don't be embarrassed, be bold to do the mitzvah even in the face of mockery. Be kal kanesher, be light like an eagle. This refers to reviewing, the Bar Tanura tells us, that very easily and quickly you should review what you have already learned. The Baal HaTurim says, Kal Kanesher, to run away from Avera. Rutz Ketzvi, you should run like a, be swift like a deer, after easy mitzvahs, just like difficult mitzvahs, run after every mitzvah. And Giber Kari, to vanquish your Yetzer Hara. Continues the Mishnah, Hu Ayoimer, he, Yehuda ben Tema, used to say, Az Panam Legehinam, even though we said before that a person should be Az Kanemer, for example, to ask his Rebbe something that he doesn't understand, or to not get embarrassed in front of people who mock him, but that's only if he does it for the sake of heaven. But the Meiri points out, usually this midah is not a good midah. A person who constantly is a chutzpanyak, he has azus panim, he's not embarrassed, and he will not listen to people who are giving him mussar, who are chastising him. He will lash out against them. It will lead him eventually to, God forbid, as the Tana says, az panim l'gehenim, that if he will have chutzpah, it could wind him down the treacherous road leading to Gehenim. However, boishes panim, a person who has shame, he has the good midah of shame, which is one of the three midas of Klal Yisrael, rachmanim, baishanim, goyim lechasadim. So the Gemara in the Dorm, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, states, kol adam sheyesh leboishes panim, whoever has shame, loy b'meher hu chote, he does not sin easily and quickly because he's ashamed to get a bad reputation, and as a result, that will hold him back from doing averus. And now comes the tefillah of Rebbe that we spoke about before. Yei ratzon lefanecha Hashem elokeinu, may it be your will, Hashem, shetivne irach, that your city of Yerushalayim should be built b'mehar yameinu, quickly in our days. Others have the girsa that we're more familiar with. Sheyibane beis hamigdash b'mehar yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, and give us our portion in Torah. And all the Mephorshim ask, what does this tefillah, what's the meaning of the tefillah, and why specifically is it put next to az panim l'gehenim u'boishes panim l'gan eden? What connection does it have with those words of Yehuda ben Tema? And that is one of the reasons why the Gra feels, you're right, it has no connection, it doesn't belong here, we have to put it at the end of Mishnah Chav Gimel, which is the real ending of the fifth Perek and of Pirkei Avos. However, the Tosus Rabbi Kiva Eger here, in the name of the Radach, says a very nice pshat, that even though usually a person should not have chutzpah, but as we mentioned, L'shem Shemayim, in order to learn something, he shouldn't be embarrassed, he should ask his Rebbe, and he should want to gain the knowledge from his Rebbe. As we know, Loi Habay Shalom, it's someone who is ashamed, will never learn, because he'll remain an ignoramus, because he's ashamed to ask questions. No, that's a time where you should be bold like a leopard. However, that is only now. But in the future, where Mole or Eretz Deo, where the whole world will become full of Hashem's knowledge, it will not be necessary for a person to have azus in order to learn. And that's why, since we just mentioned az panim l'gehinam, except for Torah, we should have azus panim, we should be bold like a leopard. So Rebbe was mispal, Yiratzim v'fenach Hashem l'keinu, shetiv ne'irach, or Yibonim v'es ha'migdash, b'mher v'yameinu, and then, molar etz deya, the whole world will be full of the knowledge of Hashem. We will not need to have azus panim in order to learn. We will be able to have the meat of busha, and still v'sein chalkeinu b'sar secha, will have our whole portion of Torah without touching the meat of azus whatsoever. That's what we were mispal for. That's a beautiful connection to what Yehuda ben Tema said, az panim l'gehenim, b'yishes panim l'gan eden, that we won't even need az panim, and az kanemer, we won't need that even for divrei Torah. And that's what we're mispal, that we should have our chelik in Torah without the midah of az at all. For the pshat of the Vilna Gaon, we will wait until the end of Mishnah Chaf Gimel. Perikei Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Hu hoya Omer. He used to say, the simple pshat in the Mishnah would be the Tana of Mishnah Chaf, which would be Yehuda ben Tema. He used to say, however, the Taisus Yonta brings the name of the Medrash Shmuel, that this really refers to Shmuel HaKotan, and in fact some have a girsa here where they bring what Shmuel HaKotan said in Perik Dalet Mishnah Yutes, Shmuel HaKotan Oimer, bin foil oyivcha al tismach. So that Mishnah there, they remove it from Perik Dalet and they put it here in Perik Hei. So they start this Mishnah with Shmuel HaKatan Omer Bin Foil Ayivchal Tismach, don't rejoice when your enemy falls. And then they say, Hu HaYomer, he, Shmuel HaKatan, used to say the following. Now, this Mishnah will discuss what a person is or should be doing at various tekufos, various times of his life. And the first stage is Bein Chamesh Shanim LeMikra. At 5 years old, he should begin learning Chumash. There are those who say that this refers to Kriyas HaOseis. The ability to read the Aleph Beis should begin at 5 years old. Others say that actually we should take a lesson from Orla, Raltem Orla Losoyes Perioi, that just like a tree for the first 3 years, the fruits are not plucked and the fruits remain on the tree. It's only after 3 years that the fruits are taken. So too, the child until 3 years old does not learn. However, he begins learning at the age of three. That's when he should begin learning the Oisius. That's when he should go to Cheder, lick the honey off the Aleph Beis, and begin learning the Aleph Beis. Bein Eser LeMishnah. He begins learning Mishnayis at 10 years old. In other words, for the first 5 years of his life, he's learning Chumash. He becomes proficient in Chumash. Then he goes on to Mishnah. Bein Sholosh Esrei LeMitzvos. He's Chayv Mitzvos when he becomes Bar Mitzvah at 13 years old. Some see in Yeshaya Perik Mem Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph a remez from the Pasuk, Amzu, this nation, Klal Yisrael Yitzarti Li, I created Klal Yisrael for me, for Hashem, Tehilasi, my praise, Yisaperu, they will state. So the gematria of the word Zu, Amzu Yitzarti Li, Zu, 7 and 6 is 13. When does a child begin to have an obligation to praise Hashem, to do mitzvahs? That's when it becomes bar mitzvah. The Tshuva Harosh says that actually the age of 13 is a halach l'moshe m'sinai. Ben Chamesh Esrei l'talmid, at 15 years old, he begins to learn the svaras of the Mishnayis. He begins to learn Gemara. Now, obviously, the chinuch system that we have in our time, by and large, does not follow this method. Our students in the yeshiva begin learning Gemara much earlier than 15 years old. Although the Maral and Rabbi Wein quotes that Rabbi Samser Fol Hirschitzal and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzal were of the opinion that even in our times, people should follow this model of chinuch, that the child should become proficient in all of Chamisha Chumshe Torah by the age of 10, and only then begin learning Mishnayis, and then he should become proficient in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah for the next 5 years, and only then at the age of 15 should he begin learning Gemara. However, although the Zilberstein yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael and other yeshivas even here in Chutz Lortz who have copied to some extent duplicated the Zilberstein methodology, they are following this system, but by and large it has not yet been accepted, and there are reasons why the Rosh Yeshiva feel that a bacher should actually begin learning Gemara before the age of 15. Continues the Mishnah, Ben Shmoina Esrei L'Chup, at 18 years old, a person should get married, and there is a remez in the Medrash to this, because the Pasuk states, in Vayikra Per Chafal of Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vehu Isha Bifsuleha Yikach, he should take a woman, he should take her as a wife, and the word vehu is begematria. You have 6 and 5 and another 6 and 1, that makes a total of 18. At 18 years old, he should seek a besula, a virgin to take as a wife. And Rashi explains that 18 times the word Adam is stated from Bereshis until the Pasuk, when Chava was taken from Adam, Kimi Ish Lukach HaZois, it says 18 times the words Adam, so that's another remez that at 18, the husband and wife should be, the wife who came originally from Adam should become reunited and they should get married. Continues the Mishnah. Ben Esrim Lirdev, at 20, a person should run. Run for what purpose? So the Meiri learns that if he hadn't married a woman yet, he should quickly try to get married by the age of 20, because otherwise we are worried that he will have hirhurim, bad thoughts, and he should live b'kedusha by getting married. Some say, the Bartanura says, that it refers to running after Parnassa, after a person has learned Chumash and Mishnayis and Gemara, and he married and he has children. Now he has to run after Mizonos, he has to provide for his wife and family. And some say, and this is the Machzor Vitri, that he has to run to the army. That at 20 is the age where he's chayiv to go out to battle, as we find in Bamidbar Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, Kol Yoytzei Tzavi B'Yisrael. At 20 years old, they used to go out to battle in Klal Yisrael. Ben Shloishim Lekoach, full strength, a person has at 30, and that is when the Levim used to begin their avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, as we find in Bamidbar Perek Dalet Mishnah Pasuk Mem Zayin, Mi Ben Shloishim Shana V'mala, Kol Habo Lavoid Avoida, Avoidas Avoida, Avoidas Masa Ba'al Moyed, all the different jobs of carrying and setting up the Mishkan, that was all done when the Levim were at the age of full strength, at the age of 30. Ben Arboim Labina, when a person becomes 40 years old, he gets the ability to be maven dover mitoch dover, to understand one thing from another. And we also find a remez to this in Dvorim Perek Chavtes Pasuk Gimel, when Moshe said to Klal Yisrael at the end of 40 years in the Midbar, V'loi nosen Hashem lechem lev l'das v'inayim liris v'inayim l'shmai adayim azeh. Until this day, 40 years after you began the journey through the Midbar, you did not have a heart to understand, or eyes to see, or ears to hear, to what was happening, what Hashem gave you to understand until today. So we see that full bina is only at the age of 40. Ben chamishim la'etza, a person is able to give advice to others at the age of 50. The Miri explains, in order to give advice, a person can use two things. One is the maturity of his mind, and second of all, from life experience. When a person becomes 50, he has seen enough of life and experienced enough. He has experienced enough of life to be able to advise others, and also he is at the height of his mental capabilities, and therefore his etzah is very powerful at that stage in his life from these two variables, being the ability of his comprehension plus his life experience. Continues the Mishnah that just we want to add parenthetically, by the Levim we find as well in Bamidbar Perkes Pasuk Hafei, Mi Ben Chamishim Shana Yashim Mitzvah Avoida, that the Levim stopped working at the age of 50, V'lo Yavid Oyed, V'Sheres Esachav, he should serve his brothers. And Rashi brings down, how does the 50-year-old Levi serve his other brothers? He's miyayet soysom v'lamdom lishmar mishmartom. He gives them advice on how to do their job properly in the Beis Hamikdash. Ben Shishim Lezikna, seniority he gets at the age of 60. Ben Shivim Leseva, ripe old age is at the age of 70, and this we find by David HaMelech, where David HaMelech died at the age of 70. Divrei Yomim Aleph, Perek Chavtes, he died with good, ripe old age, and he then was at the age of 70. Ben Shmoinim Ligvura, as we say in Tehillim, and we say it in Davening, Tehillim Perik Tzadik, Pasuk Yud, Ve'im, Bigvurai Shmoinim Shana, a person who lives until the age of 80, that is the state of Gevura. Ben Tishim Lasuach, At 90, he begins to have his back bend. He starts becoming a little bit of a hunchbacked person. Rabbeinu Yonah explains the word lesuach does not refer to being hunchbacked, but rather it refers lesuach to daven. Sicha is tefillah to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person reaches the age of 90, it is proper that his whole daily activity should be centered around davening and praising Hashem and speaking about the wondrous miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fixing up his midos, his character traits, and searching for more and more Torah and mitzvahs. And finally, says the Tan in our Mishnah, Ben Meya, when a person reaches the age of 100, Ki'ilu Meis, it's as if he has died, V'avar u'batal min ha'olam, and he has passed away from this world, because, as Rashi explains, his eyes are very dim, he can hardly see, his facial characteristics have begun to change, and his fountain of wisdom has ended. He may have dementia, he may have Alzheimer's, and he's mishtatev aholeich. He gets more and more senile, and if he does have das, if the Rabbi Shalom gave him the great blessing that at 100 his mind is still at full capacity, the Meiri says certainly it's an obligation if he at 90 was davening lasuach. According to the pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonah, he was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so certainly if Hashem graced him with good mind at the age of 100, he should certainly spend his time in davening and in tchinos and in asking Hashem to continue to give him and the rest of Klal Yisrael a good life.